Welcome back.
Welcome back, you.
I forget everything right here. Things are wrong. Things have changed. What has changed in 2 weeks? Is it 2 weeks?
I think it's 2 weeks. Yeah.
I mean, the last time we were chatting with each other, it was how many? Was that how many times you can go round a roundabout?
That's right. Yeah.
Hi guys. Well, today we're going to teach you how to drive around a roundabout. Now, strap yourselves in. Here we go. Round and round. Round and round. I think I'm going to be sick.
What was it? Endless.
Endless by the sounds of things, anyway. Okay. Hello, everybody. Welcome to our podcast. It's the Sarah Butler at Home podcast. It's Sarah over there.
Hello.
David over here. Hello. And we're here to talk our usual bits and pieces. We've been missing because our unwanted guest came back.
No.
In our house. Yeah. You're like, yeah, he did. Yeah. I told you he was coming back.
Yeah, I told you he'd be back. I told you he'd come to visit you.
I was like a man who would be in a shower of rain trying to avoid the raindrops.
I know.
It was just incredible. So, for listeners who don't know, four in my house, three had it.
Yeah.
I didn't.
You haven't got it yet.
Touch wood, you make me.
You better not have it. You give it to me for a second time. I have to get it for a second time.
I have tested every day for 2 weeks.
I know, you'd spend a fortune on them bloody engine tests.
Every day for 2 weeks, I've been shoving something up my nose. And every. Touch wood, still negative.
Good.
But, yeah, we've been living separate lives, really.
Well, sure, there's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
That's kind of the way it is in most houses, I think.
Yeah. Bit of peace. Some were banished to their room. Others were banished to their room. One was recovered. And then I was in the middle doing all the other bits and pieces. So I was banished.
You were the runner.
I was banished to the spare room.
Okay.
Which, as you know, is
the most comfortable bed in that room when we have sleepovers. Again, this is like, the people are going to be like, why is she sleeping in a spare room? David, for new listeners, is my brother-in-law.
Yes, of course.
And we live in the country. So if we're going out,
we all stay in each other's house, kids, and the lot are all thrown into a bed. But that bed is really comfortable.
Yeah, are you back in your own bed now?
I'm not.
You're not?
I keep saying, at the weekend!
Why did you pretend to test positive just to get into a spare room?
She's just waiting for that to happen so that I will be banished to the room. Yeah. Because, you know, much like the personality that you would have.
Yeah.
So while she was ill, she was happy to be in the room.
On her own, happy out.
Yeah, have me Netflix, have all me stuff.
Gosh, it's
quite
great.
Happy. Once you start feeling better, you're like, I just want out of here now.
Yeah.
And you say, no, you can't come out yet now.
Yeah.
And you say, no, I want out here. So I think by day four, she had told me to leave the Hoover, the bleach, the pledge, everything to get the room clean. And by day five, she was at the window. Like,
you chomping at the boot.
One of those cats.
Looking out the window.
It's a lovely day. Can I not come out today?
Oh, God. But you're all over and back to reality.
Well, there, yeah, everybody's, yeah.
Until you get it. Hopefully we'll be on next week.
Yes.
If we're not, you'll know why.
Well, the other reason that we had two is because we had COVID and then we had funeral. I mean, we're very honest in this podcast. People won't know, but we buried a family member today, an uncle of mine. Actually, people will know the story. If you're a regular listener, the story of the hay shed.
Yes.
It was this man's hay shed.
Yeah.
Okay. And he passed away suddenly during the week. So we had an Irish funeral to do over the last couple of days. And he was a lovely man. He was a fantastic man. He was. I think of him now as a very patient man because if he had burnt my hay shed the other way around. He was a very forgiving man. And I was trying to think of my last conversation I had with him. And I was trying to pay him a compliment the last time I spoke with him.
Well, that's
and
nice.
Yeah, but you know, he was in the typical Irish man. He would not accept it. He was saying, look at that hedge now. I think that hedge is growing. And I think this is, you know.
Yeah.
He wouldn't take it.
Yeah, it's a real Irish thing, isn't it?
It's a real Irish thing. But I have discovered, because luckily, we haven't had that many close family funerals to go to. So it's been a long time since I've been involved in a family funeral. And we do it really well in Ireland. We do, you know, we give, even in COVID times, the whole thing where you don't shake hands anymore.
Yeah, it's so strange. You're kind of nodding and you don't know what to do with your hands. Ah, like funerals are so horrible to have to go to anyways. Oh, that's so unprofessional.
I'm so sorry.
The DJ of 24 years. Sorry. So unprofessional.
I'm
is
so...
Is my phone on silent?
Is your phone on silent?
No.
Oh,
it's
I'm so sorry.
Oh my gosh.
Can't believe it. I'm going to tell that person who rang what was happening, because actually that person who rang is a regular listener to this podcast.
Really?
So I'm going to tell him he kind of was part of it this
week. Ruined it?
But I'm a very popular man, as you know.
Oh,
so
you're very busy.
We're going to get... I'm a very busy man.
Yeah.
But yeah, so we do funerals as well, and it's
so no rows, no. I wanted to do this, and she said she couldn't do that, and that would be now in our house. Probably there'd be four more funerals by the end of the week.
No, but because it happened, never mind the funeral, because the actual passing happened quite quickly and happened outdoorsy. On the Tuesday evening, that was a very unusual experience, because I had never seen so many fire brigade guards. Ambulances,
God,
doctor,
yeah.
The priest was there. You know, around, yeah. That was a kind of an unusual
Surreal.
Time. There's a bit of trauma, but they're very good at dealing with the trauma.
Yeah, they're so good. They know what to do.
And so do
like
the funeral
that.
Directors. They just know exactly what, where, yeah, when, why, yeah. and who's yeah. going to be here, what we're going to do. And nothing's a problem.
Yeah.
And it just, anyway.
Yeah, it's kind of like, in a completely polar opposite situation, it's kind of like a wedding.
It is.
You get what you want. If whatever you ask for, that's no problem.
Yeah.
Isn't it funny?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But all the time, you're looking for something. They're actually, you're following what you're supposed to be doing. Mm. They're kind of just coercing you. They're kind of just directing you into the way that you should be doing it.
Yeah.
And everything is done on time. And, I have to say, we're good at it. And we know this from people who are not Irish, who come to an Irish funeral and they go, wrong. You do that and you do this and you do that. Yeah.
Yeah, we do. We do a good funeral.
And a bit of laughter. There's a bit of laughter going on.
Yeah.
You know, there's people were saying coming into the funeral home that they could hear laughter outside.
Yeah.
And you're thinking, yes, because people are enjoying each other's company. And particularly after the couple of years we've had, we haven't seen each other.
I know. Funerals are now.
There's a lot to say. There's a lot to say to each other. So that's the reason we were gone away for 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Completely on me.
It's all David's fault.
All
As
my
usual.
Fault.
I was here waiting, but no David.
Every day she texts, is there any chance we could do the podcast today?
It was actually lovely to have a little break.
Was it?
Yeah.
Well, you refreshed.
I'm very refreshed.
And you've done an awful lot of preparation for today's podcast.
Lots of circles drawn and stars.
We had loads of stuff that we missed. We missed Pancake Tuesday.
Yeah, we did.
And I know that you have loads of great ideas for pancakes.
Well, we have pancakes every morning.
Mm. And are they savoury or sweet?
Well, they're sweet. They're honey.
Okay.
Butter and honey.
Lovely.
Like lovely
nice.
Honey.
And you still do you crepe style or do you do the...
I do the skinny ones now.
The crepes are lovely.
Because they are. And it's handy because you can make the mix up the night before. So that's in the fridge and it's just...
So is your fluffy ones gone?
Yeah, they've decided now they like the roly up ones. So.
Yes. So honey, butter.
Honey, butter, sometimes Nutella.
Yeah.
Fresh fruit. I love them with cream. Mm. Like whipped cream.
Yeah.
They have syrup. Yeah. I like the fluffy ones. And I actually made for Pancake Tuesday, I did a demo on my page, the blueberry fluffy pancakes. Mm. They were gorgeous.
They're nice. Blueberries and a pancake are very, very good. But we can't talk about that anymore. Pancake Tuesday is gone.
Because you ruined it.
Yeah, I ruined everything. You know what I haven't ruined, though, is sausage rolls.
No, you haven't ruined sausage rolls. I made some yummy ones this morning and I always try and add something different in. There's a couple of recipes on my page.
Cocaine,
vodka.
She doesn't do that.
No, I don't do that. So the ones on my page, I've got like herbs and some and spices and others. But today I made them, and I don't know if we talked about this before. So you get your high pork content sausages. I use the Jack and Eddie's. They're 80%. And you take them out of their skins and into a bowl. Funny again, sometimes people don't like that whole touch and meat thing. That's the thing.
Raw meat.
Yeah, that's the thing. And into that, you mix them all up with the fork and then add about a tablespoon of brown sugar and about a teaspoon of mustard. And you mix that all up and you make up your sausage rolls and they're really nice and crispy because the sugar kind of goes, you know the way sugar kind of goes hard? So they're crispy on the bottom where the sugar has kind of seeped out and gone hard and crispy. And then your sesame seeds on top.
When it comes to the pastry though, what are you doing with the pastry? What kind of pastry is it?
You buy a roll. You buy, like you can get the frozen puff pastry block. I don't use that because I never take it out in time, so it's always frozen. But you can go to the fridge section of your supermarket. They have them in Tesco's where you get like pizza bases and stuff.
Yes.
You just get a roll of puff pastry. So just take that out and cut it into three on the long side.
Right.
And pop in your filling and then just overlap it and brush it with egg.
Oh, great. You see, that's the way you go on, and then you just overlap it. What does overlap it mean?
Okay, so you've got your strip. So let's just say that's it. It's right. Like a rectangle, a long okay. rectangle.
I love the fact this is a podcast. Keep going.
Well, you're the one asking all the questions.
Go on.
I don't hear anyone else asking any questions. So you put your meat right in the middle of it. Okay? And then you just roll it over and over.
Oh. Okay.
Oh, I have to brush this far egg, side with egg so egg. That it sticks. Okay. So that's it. But yeah, they were really good, and there was about 20 of them. I think there's about 3 left.
Oh.
I had them at the burger sauce. So good.
I like sausage roll cold as well.
Oh yeah. And you can freeze sausage rolls. Do you know what else you can freeze? Cheese.
Ah, stop.
I swear to God, we were having this discussion on my page this week about what you can freeze, and this lady got on to me, and she actually does catering. So she does pizzas and stuff, and she said you can freeze cheese. So I have a load of mozzarella balls frozen.
Oh, I suppose, yeah, because you do freeze pizzas, and pizzas have cheese on them.
Yeah, but you'd never think. So yeah, we have them in the freezer to see how it works. She said they're exactly the same when you defrost them.
Why would you freeze cheese?
Because if you're making mozzarella, if you're making pizzas, sometimes I always find I buy the mozzarella balls, and then if you don't get time to make them, they go off.
Right.
Or, oh, I make pizzas. Oh, I don't have mozzarella, and I have to go into like Tesco's or Supervalu to get it. Mm. So if you have them frozen. But now my problem is I was going to make pizzas tonight, but I forgot to take them out of the freezer last night. So yeah.
I was during our time of whatever we were doing, I had to do all the cooking.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah. It was all home cooked every day.
You're well able.
Yeah, I was every and a different menu every day.
No.
Yes.
So sure they had COVID now, or were they just testing you? Well, I nearly killed my husband last night.
Again.
Yeah.
This is we're only on episode 44.
This was unintentional, actually, this time.
Oh, no.
I was making a chicken curry very quickly and forgot to check for a bone in the underside of the chicken breast.
Oh, God.
And he was very hungry, so he was eating it very quickly. And he didn't choke or anything. Like, it was a big enough bone. But,
he didn't choke Mrs. Butler, because we promise he was fine.
I know, tell you.
I mean, Butler will hunt you down.
Oh, she'll hunt me down. I better get out the N5 to knock. But yeah, I was like, oh, God. Sorry.
Yeah, so, and was it a bit of a...
No, he put it in his mouth and he went, oh, there's a bone in this. But, yeah.
Well, that wasn't too bad.
You could have choked me.
And you were like, it wouldn't be from a chicken bone I'd choke you.
There you go.
I have these 2 hands.
That's how I could get around it now. He just choked. What's the stab wound in his head about? Oh, he fell on a knife after.
Oh, God.
And when he messing.
But,
no, he's very good. He was busy putting boxes. Thousands of books came this week and he handballed them all up for me.
Yes.
And got them all sorted.
By the way, we're gone past. Oh, no. What day is today's the 5th of March?
What's that?
Reference a podcast we did a while ago. You said he had until the 5th of March.
No, there's no fridge yet.
I knew it.
Yeah, I said it to him this morning actually, but no. Ara Luckett.
Ara Luckett.
You get to the stage, I just pick your fights.
Come here, actually, well, it's your birthday this week.
It's my birthday on Thursday.
So he might buy for your birthday.
He will not.
It might be, you get there home Thursday after you've been out, whatever you do during the day, and you come back home to Sarah Butler at home and you go, oh, it's done.
Well, maybe if he's listening to this, that would be like a really cool birthday surprise. I'll even pay for the fridge.
Does he listen to this?
He does, yeah.
Does he listen
he
to
listens,
this?
He listens, yeah, to make sure that I'm not giving out about him.
Oh.
I love him so much. He's the best husband in the world.
Actually, a couple of people wonderful. Did mention to me about the podcast over the last few days.
What do they say?
That they listen.
Yeah, I got a few messages, all right, from people going, where's the podcast
I know.
This week?
You said, did you say it's his fault?
I said it's his fault. He's got COVID. I'm not going near him.
I don't have COVID.
Or they have COVID in the house.
Yeah, but we're better. We're all better. Because see, neighbours listen to us and they're all like going, oh,
I saw him all walking. No, David didn't.
No. Sausage rolls.
So there's the sausage rolls, yeah.
Could you make, I'm trying, just thinking off the top of my head, sausage rolls, no, it couldn't be, you couldn't have it as part of your main dinner, but...
Well, you could have it with salad and some roast potato. Oh, I did the roast potatoes this week, David. And I did your tip.
Move on.
I didn't put them in tinfoil.
Yeah.
And I did the salt and the oil and I got a skewer. You know the way they say to put something metal to conduct the heat?
Yeah.
Did that. They were so good. And I always burn my fingers with potatoes roasted because... Is that what they're called? Roast potatoes? No.
Yeah, baked potatoes.
Baked potatoes. Sorry. The cook.
Yeah, well done there.
I normally put them in tinfoil and then you're trying to get the skins off and you're burning your fingers. But the skin goes really hard.
Mm-hmm.
So you just scoop out the potatoes.
Yeah.
And a great thing about baked potatoes is if you're rushing, which is now the new problem, people don't have time to cook, just throw them in the oven. and go off and do the homework, or I went off and had a shower and came up and they were done.
Yeah.
And you don't have pots to clean.
And you can eat the skins.
Skins, yeah. I don't like the skins.
They're crispy. Yeah, you can eat them. It's nice. And if you don't eat them, you can give them to the birds.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's, I have to say, it's lovely.
So yeah, the baked potatoes are a great way to get your dinner done quick if you have a load of other stuff to do.
Brown bread.
Yeah, I have a new brown bread that I trialed and errored for a couple of times and I got it right. So this is really good. It's kind of like fruitcake slash brown bread. And I have to get the recipe up, but it's basically, you got treacle in there, so it's lovely and sweet. You've got some brown sugar in there. But you've also got chopped nuts and raisins.
Right. And so very, is it, it's one of those.
Very filling.
Yeah,
two slices.
You'd have it for your breakfast and it'd keep you going for the rest of the day.
Yeah, so it's really nice and nutty. I love the nuts in it.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's a new round.
What kind of nuts?
Mixed nuts.
Just mixed nuts.
Yeah, I have a big thing of like hazelnuts, pecan, walnut, and you just put them in a Ziploc bag and give them an old bash with a run pin.
Very good.
Laughing?
I'm smiling because it's nice to be back talking to you. I mean, what I really needed after the couple of weeks is, you know, to have a chat with my.
Did you miss me?
My favourite sister-in-law.
Did you miss me?
Not my. You're in the top five of my sister-in-law.
Oh, that's right.
Your phone, by the way. Can I just say, her phone was either ringing or something was happening, but she's amused.
It's away.
Okay, brown bread. Is that up on your site?
Not yet.
Right.
It needs to be done. The sausage rolls are going up later.
Okay, very good. Now, we want to talk about reducing food waste because unless you have a big dog like I have, there's no food waste.
Yeah.
He's amazing. He's just brilliant. Now, and before people start saying, you can't give dogs the food that you have at home, it's too salty, it's not good for them. He gets healthy stuff and he doesn't get the unhealthy stuff. The unhealthy stuff goes in the bin. But reducing food waste.
Well, when I say food waste, I mean, you know the way you do your shopping, you've written tensions and then come Friday you end up dumping a lot of stuff. Because you just didn't use it.
Yeah.
And you got a takeaway or you didn't get time to have dinner. Yeah. So you had that left over and now that's gone out of date. That's what I mean in food waste. We all do what we all, you know, go into the shop and just throw stuff in. Don't make a plan. So this has been asked loads on the page.
Actually, when the first of the second of the positives struck, the first thing I said, well, there's probably going to be a third and a fourth. So I need to get a food shop in. So I went off to do the food shop on my own, trying to do the plan in my head of what to get. I spent over €300.
Did you have a list?
I had a basic list.
Was but there a lot of alcohol?
There wasn't as much as you think, you know. There wasn't as much. There wasn't, there was.
300, jeez, that's a lot.
It was, but there was things that, it was the full trolley.
Yeah, it's like the washing detergents and all of them things.
And I was halfway through it going, I didn't do your thing with the gun that you.
The gun thing is brilliant.
I didn't do that, so I had to do the bus trucker trial at the end of it.
Oh, the stress. Do they still have the little tiny holes?
Yeah.
Do you think I've got rid of them now?
They didn't that night.
Oh gosh.
And it was just chaos.
Yeah, no, the gun things. You have to write a list.
Yeah.
And it's really important. Like people write a meal plan. They just, okay, Monday we'll have shepherd's pie, Tuesday we'll have stir fry, Wednesday we'll have this. Think about the days that are really busy. Mm-hmm. So if you know you're going to be mental on Wednesday, make something, either batch cook on a day that's quiet.
Mm-hmm.
So like for me, it's a Monday, I'll make a load of brown breads, so I'll do a big bolognese, make a lasagna, freeze that, have some then for taco fries or whatever. So use your quiet day like a Sunday to batch cook.
Yeah.
And freeze what you can and make the list and stick the list up on a press in your kitchen. So come Thursday, like we're all great Monday, Tuesday, but then it starts to go off.
Mm-hmm.
We got a takeaway. Stick it up so you know on Thursday, right, that's for tea and everything is in the fridge.
Yeah.
And of course, get yourself some Tupperware containers and put everything away nice and neat. As I said to a guy today, I did a couple of podcasts this week actually. As I said to him, I think it's like a wardrobe in your kitchen.
Okay.
It's like, ooh, look at how lovely and neat it is. You know, when you clear out your wardrobe and you keep going in looking at it, it's kind of, well, maybe
don't
that's just
do that.
Me.
Why would I do that?
Weirdo Sarah!
Clear out your wardrobe.
No, you
and then go back in and look at it.
Yeah.
Like, I don't have that much stuff in my wardrobe. There's no need to be clearing it out.
Currently, my wardrobe is just a pile of clothes, you know, where it's like, oh, that looks horrible on me. Oh, and you're just throwing them on the ground. So I need to do that.
Okay, well, actually, you know what? Because of pandemic, I've been pretty much wearing tracksuits and runners. For 2 years.
Yeah.
So I was looking for shoes.
Okay.
And I was looking for trousers and a shirt and a tie. And I was going, oh, I don't know where these are. I don't know if they're in fashion. I don't know anything. I found a pair of shoes. I put them on and I was like, oh, God. And they were good make.
Yeah.
A lot of money gone into them. Yeah. I couldn't even remember buying them. I don't know the last time I wore them. So I put them on. And actually, they were really comfortable. I'll have to wear them again.
No. What have you got on today? Show me your shoes.
Oh, no, I've runners now. Because I'm
the bright green ones.
Oh, no.
They're cool. They're like American. 70s.
I'm out of the I had the tie and shirt and that kind of thing.
Oh, I hate that. It's like, oh.
Do just have to get out of it and go back into me comfortables.
So that's kind of it. Everybody's back to the mad panic and the racing. I'm sure you can tell we're a little bit unprepared today. It's kind of like, and it's like anything, when you don't do something for a while, it's kind of hard to get into the groove again. It's all your fault.
But I'm very, very busy.
You're stealing my line now. I'm very busy. But yeah, try and make a plan for your week of the food shops. And if you're mental on a day, try and, like, this week now I made a shepherd's pie on, say, Tuesday evening. And I had that on Thursday. It's going to keep in the fridge for 2 days.
Did you, Ash Wednesday was last Wednesday.
I went and had a BLT for breakfast.
So that's bacon.
Yeah.
So that's okay.
But I did cook fish. Because I was passing on your man, the fish guy, Alan Flannery. He was in Castlebar. And I was like, oh, great, I'll go get some fish. Because Tom has taken a liking to fish. So we're cooking fish now, maybe once a week. So we did have fish for tea.
But you had bacon
Grace
for breakfast.
Because she doesn't eat fish. But they didn't do the ash thing in
the schools.
In the schools. No, do you know that that's the palm leaves burnt?
Oh, God.
That's the ash.
Have you been reading this up?
No, I was at my in-laws, actually. And they have a little cross. I don't know, did Tommy make it maybe? He's a carpenter.
Yeah.
He had a little piece of wood and he had carved the cross out of it and he had a little little tiny, it was like if you were to buy drugs, what you'd imagine it would be in the tiny Ziploc bag, black. I was like, is that ash? What is it? And he said, I think it's the palm leaves. They burn them and they crush them and then they bless it.
Okay.
So no.
But when we
anyone
were,
needs their ashes done, they know where to come.
When we were kids, it was important on Ash Wednesday that you had the cross on your forehead. And it had to, if anybody touched the cross on your forehead, if your hair was down over it, you'd pull it back so that everybody could see the cross.
Yeah.
And these days, I think I saw two people on Wednesday.
Yeah, it was really weird. Yeah. They didn't do it.
They don't, not as much anymore. I had a real wanton for egg and chips.
Oh, egg and chips.
And it was just, I had two fried eggs and some chips.
So you did the right thing. You didn't eat meat.
I didn't. But I said to Isabel, today's Ash Wednesday. And she said, that's grand. I had a chicken sandwich. Oh, and I did have some wine.
Oh, you're not allowed to drink on Ash Wednesday.
Well, you're supposed to be fasting. I did have chocolate.
Okay.
Well, I had a Twister.
We're all going straight to hell together.
Well, I think I've had everything but meat.
Well, I failed.
And last night, because we were under pressure, we had to get some shop-bought pizzas.
Mm.
And we're used to doing our own pizzas.
Yeah.
And our own pizzas are fabulous. Mm. I said, why did you get me the meat feast one?
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Gross.
It was horrendous.
The runs for the week. Chicken. Frozen chicken on a pizza.
No, it wasn't chicken. There was pepperoni, sausage and ham.
Oh, God.
But I picked most of it off before we even started cooking it. Yeah.
Yeah, no, no.
Nothing.
Once you make it yourself.
Well, and I've got good at making my own pizzas.
Oh, I better watch my back. David Coley at home.
Yeah. What else are we talking about? Yeah. Can I just stay at home then? But you're not home anymore. You'll have to change your name to Sarah Butler around.
Out and about.
Sarah Butler out and about, not wearing a mask.
I know, it's funny. I went in to get my eyebrows done this week and I didn't wear a mask. I'm like, I'm not wearing a mask anymore. And Dermot's the opposite then. I'm like, I give you 2 weeks. Everyone's been all careful. So I went in and I was like, do you want me to wear a mask? And she was like, no, you're fine. I'm just wearing one because she's dealing with people. She said, it's so funny, you know, the people who've had COVID because they're like rocking around without a mask. And then anyone who has a mask, you're like, have they got COVID? You're super suspicious.
Anyway, okay, how do we get back onto COVID?
I don't
again?
Know how we start talking about eyebrows and masks.
Yeah.
From sausage rolls.
I had an interesting thing happen to me in the shower during the week.
Oh my God.
That's the way this podcast goes.
Are you sure? You want to tell us this?
It was very interesting, yeah. It was very interesting. No, it was a bit scary, actually. We were at, what are we now, March, early March. So it was earlier this week. Massive wasp.
Oh, yeah, there was a wasp in the house about that time it was snowing.
Oh, yeah.
A wasp came into our house. Really
weird.
In the
shower.
Maybe he was hiding in, they hide in them lights.
Yeah. Yes.
They hibernate.
He was a bit jumpy and leppity around the place and scary hiding. I was in the shower at the time, like.
Okay.
So you're halfway.
Did he come into the shower too,
yeah? Yeah.
No.
Yeah,
why didn't you get the hose and get it on top of him and then he would have gone down the drain? Way down by the water.
Maybe.
I've done that in the past.
I decided to panic was the better idea. I just, because you sludge in your eyes and you go, okay, where are you going now? Where
oh, jeepers.
He went under the table thing for a while and I was like, you're going to have to come out. Eventually he just walked out. He was the biggest. He was like a.
I just have a vision of a giant man dressed in a wasp suit now in the bathroom with you.
Well, with the things that happened to me this week, that wouldn't surprise me at all. Anyway, Mr. Wasp, I was having that moment then. Am I going to kill him? Or am I going to put him outside where he's going to die slowly?
Yeah.
Because it's really cold. He's outside. He was outside. Yeah. He got a slow death. Poor. But a wasp in the shower in the early March.
Random.
What kind of a year are we going to have?
Look it. Bloody anything could happen next. Past 2 years we've had.
Do you want some other business?
Yeah.
Okay, I've got some interesting stuff here.
Back to you.
Yeah.
I have some other business too, actually, I want to talk to you about afterwards.
You say that.
I have you to thank for this.
We say that, and then you forget to tell me. Remind me to tell you that.
Yeah.
And then I listen back to the podcast and I go.
The last time we did that, we ended up talking about milking a horse. So back to you, David.
Do you prefer asking why or how?
How?
You're a how.
You're
a how person. I don't know. You're definitely a how person.
You reckon?
So you'd see it and you go, well, how do you do that?
Yeah.
And I would be like, why do you do that? why did you do that?
Why did you do it that way? And why didn't you do it this way?
But I would say, come to think of it, you would be a bit of a why person. So would you be a thinker? Would you sit down and think about something and say why? Why would you... The mysteries of the universe, or would you be like?
Depends on what mood I'm in.
Yeah, because when you're in that kind of melancholy or sadness kind of mood,
you go down the rabbit hole and you're googling things. Like, I was going to Google Nostradamus there last night and see what he had predicted. Because didn't he say something about that the waters will run red? I was like, oh man, we need to see what did your man say happened.
Now this podcast does not go down that rabbit hole.
No, it doesn't.
We don't want to do that to people.
So that kind of thing, I'm like. And then you find yourself, you could be looking at anything. So yeah.
Yeah.
A little bit
so
of both,
we both live in the country. Mm. And this time of the year, you can get wonderful clear nights, right? Yeah. You can step outside of your house and look up at the stars. Would you ask why or would you ask how?
Oh, how? That whole, that there is no walls in the universe. So you go out into space and you go out and there's no walls. It doesn't end. It's infinity.
Yeah.
That. Like blows my mind. I can't think about this. My head hurts now thinking about
exactly.
that. Where does it end, or does it the end? Is the end the beginning?
Yeah.
Is it just time travel? Apparently, there was UFOs in Sligo during the week. Did you hear that?
No, I did.
As somebody said, what does it look like? An upside down W. Your mum was like, why didn't you just say an M? But yeah, apparently. And then they were sighted like the other side of the country.
It wasn't the International Space Station.
No, there was apparently loads of sightings of really weird things in the sky.
Yeah, I suppose we would be pretty stupid to reckon that we're the only things in the universe that is alive.
Oh, yeah, there's definitely something else out there.
Why don't the aliens always come to this world? Why do they always go to like middle parts of the United States? You know, they don't turn out in Glen Island.
I don't know. Maybe there's just less people in Glen Island. Maybe they're all just like drunk in Glen Island.
Yeah, and why would they want to come here anyway? Would they not look at you and say, well, you just spend your time fighting each other? Bother. But if the mysteries of the nighttime sky.
Yeah, that's mad.
Can blow your head. And if you start thinking about it.
Mental.
You can just get down that rabbit hole. It's just too much. Do you prefer asking why or how? And sometimes why?
Yeah, and why, yeah. Mainly how, I think.
When's the last time you made a new friend?
Well, I have lots of friends on my Instagram that are new. But like a friend.
Oh, you're such a cheesy. When did you turn into this person?
Oh, shut up.
When did you turn into this person? Ah, lots of friends.
No, but I do. I've made friends with like people that would message me a lot.
Let's meet them tonight then for a drink.
Yeah. Maura, my lovely friend down she followed me from the beginning.
Yeah.
And she helped me when I got hacked to get onto a company to try and find out who the hackers were. And she's always in touch. And she sent me the lovely breadboard.
Yes.
Remember that?
Butter.
So we always like voice note each other.
Yeah.
So I know all about her family and that
it's
kind
great.
Of thing.
It's great.
So that kind of thing.
No, it's great. So when did you last meet a person that you can see
you're just
on
jealous.
Front of you?
You're just jealous.
Friend. With a person that you can go, I'll meet you this evening or we go for a walk. Let's go to the cinema.
I don't know, actually. I'm kind of at the stage where I don't really want any more new. I don't want new friends. I'm kind of happy with my friends. So no, I don't know. Probably.
Yes, because the older you get, it's the
years.
More. It's really difficult to meet a new person and to get on with them and to become friends with them.
And then you put the effort in and they could be dicks. Like you're just wasting all that time.
You're going, we've got so much in common. We love the same things. And oh, you like that, do you?
I don't know if I like that. No, about your one. No, years and years. Actually, I don't know. I'm happy with the friends I have.
Yeah. But good, genuine friends seem to come from when we were young.
Yeah, definitely.
They're the ones that seem to stick with us the way through.
Totally.
And they're there to do the jobs even now. I had to turn to a couple of my friends over the last couple of days to get them to do jobs that were a bit of a pain in the ass.
Yeah.
And they were like, no problem. And they're also the ones that don't judge you. So if they sent a message to you and you didn't get back straight away or whatever, they would never...
They're not psychoanalyzing the text message.
Yeah.
Ooh, was there a tone in that?
Yeah, yeah. They
there was no kiss at the end.
They couldn't get... But I think we should get a point with our friends that you can say, if you look at something that they wrote or something that they said, we pull them up on it. Mm. Say, what are you talking about?
I met your friend actually. Back shite.
Westport.
Yeah, I know.
Which friend?
Well, clearly you are able to do that to
I
me.
I love the way you said I met your friend. Like, I've only one.
You only have one.
Which friend?
Alan.
Which one?
Cunningham.
Oh!
We were in a bookshop. Really weird actually. I was in a bookshop and I was looking at the cooking stuff and the next thing my book was there, I was like, how did I get my book? So they had gone and bought some books because people were looking for it. I was like, damn it, why didn't I know that? And I could have sold them to you. But yeah, Dermot was like, is that Alan? And I was like, I'm blind. I can't see anything unless it's right in front of my face.
I'm not blind, by the way. Thank
I know you,
told us. Pilot's eyes, yeah, pilot's eyes.
Sorry, go on. Sorry. It's all your friends.
So did you go up to him?
Yeah, we were chatting for a while.
God.
Yeah.
It's a wonder he didn't say it to me afterwards.
Well.
He was probably starstruck.
Shut up.
Should have asked you for an autograph.
Shut up.
But yeah, as we get older, making new friends can be very, very uncomfortable and a very difficult thing to do. You can find people who are into the same stuff you're into.
Yeah, like sports, kids' sports, parents at school, that kind of thing. But like, you're not going to be going out in the piss with them.
God, John, I'm back on one of those family sporting groups.
WhatsApps, I spend my time muting them.
Yeah.
Dermot was at rugby this week or last week and he rings me and says, like, Sarah, it's been cancelled. Why didn't you check your WhatsApps? I'm like, because there's 4,000 of them.
Yeah.
The school texts for every single little thing.
Yeah.
It's Tuesday. It's Wednesday. Bring in tinned food. Yeah. And you're like, oh, crap.
They need to be dressed as Harry Potter.
Yeah. Thank God there was no book day this week. Or dress up. Yeah, WhatsApps can't cope. They're muted, archived. Yeah. And then I miss loads of stuff. And Dermot gets cross then because I'm like, I'm sorry, I'm so busy.
Yeah, I'm sorry, I'm so busy with all my new friends. Because of my job, it's a great excuse for me not to get involved in these things because I go, Jane, I can't go on to that because I get up at 5 o'clock in the morning. So I'm in bed and these people will start texting. It's, you can't do that to me.
Yeah.
So she takes most of them.
Yeah, yeah.
But when it came to the football one, I had to take it. And this started this morning at 8:30.
Thumbs up, thumbs down. Thumbs up, thumbs up.
Yes.
Just thumbs down if you can't go. We'll assume everyone else can.
What happened to, I'll meet you at 8:30 or the game is at 10 o'clock and just be there or don't be there. Yeah. And if you're there, we can't move. I don't know.
Torture. My phone is ready to blow up again. I went and I had to order a phone that's 1 terabyte of memory.
Is that big?
Well, that one is like 126.
Is that a new phone from the last day we were here?
No, we got it going. We got it working again, but it's going to go. So I've had to order, like, it's like 4 phone memories.
Oh, right.
Because otherwise I was going to have to get 2 phones.
Okay.
So that's on the way, but it's on the way. It's starting to do crazy things, you know, where all the little icons move.
Is it an Apple one? Is it?
It's an Apple, yeah. I don't know what. An iPhone 13 something.
It's expensive.
Expensive, it is expensive. Okay. Yeah. But like the way I look at it is, it's my work, so it's like buying a new computer.
Yeah, but you also have, if you lose the head, you could bounce it off the wall.
I haven't lost the head in a while, actually. Now that you mention it. You know what, actually? I was having breakfast with a friend of mine during the week. A good friend.
Was it on your phone?
No, it wasn't.
Was it face to face?
Throwing biros at David now.
Face to face.
And she said to me, she said, Sarah, you're actually sitting down now and relaxed. She said, you used to be jumping and leaping around the place. You wouldn't be able to sit down when you were doing your other work.
Yeah.
And she said, you're sitting down and relaxed. I was like, Jesus, I am. And now that you say it, I haven't hopped my phone in a while either. This cooking is very zen.
Right. That's episode 44, lads. Episode 45. Do you know what? I lost my head about 8 times. I was going round the roundabout for the 65th time.
No, I'm very zen now. It's all very zen.
Are you? Very calm and...
I've become very zen and calm.
In control of the world. It'll give you whatever.
Yeah, I'm trying to... I was listening to a really good podcast during the week. And this lady that was on as a guest, she was like, it was all about manifestation and, you know, get up. It's going to be a great day. Everything's going to be good. Obviously, that doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. It's all about bringing that positive energy back to you. She was just like, the biggest problem people have is they can't just surrender. And it's going to be what will be, and try and not control everything.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to, like, not be worrying about things and be like, whatever's going to happen is going to happen.
I have a couple of theories on this. You know, at the minute, the world that we live in, post-pandemic, even though it still seems to be as bad as ever, and what's going on in the world at the minute, the scary stuff, that all that information is being fed at us.
Yeah.
And now because of the social media and because of normal media and because of print media, they all have to outdo each other in how scary the world is.
Yeah.
Right? So over 2 years of a pandemic, they were firing this at you every day. Mm. Be really scared, be really scared. Now, everything scares the life out of us.
He's getting really cross.
No, I am.
I'm really glad there's a table between us.
Yeah, phone just zipped again there.
Sorry.
So everybody, everything is really scary, really, really scary. And all that information is feeding into our minds all the time, just making us completely anxious and petrified all the time. And sometimes you have to say to yourself, well, you know what? I can't control what's happening over there.
Yeah.
I can't control the pandemic.
I wouldn't leave the house.
Yeah. And what I think, my little theory, for particularly for kids growing up these days, is that they are overloaded with information.
Mm.
And it's all negative information. Yeah. Scary, scary information. So they can't process, their minds can't process that.
Yeah.
There's nobody falling out of a treehouse anymore.
I know, yeah.
There's nobody snicking sweets and going mitching. They're all too scared by their phones, by life. So I think that every now and then you should just say, you know what, I can't control that, so I'm going to turn it off.
Yeah.
I can't control this. It's nothing to do with me. I'm going to turn this off.
Yeah.
Maybe get the basic points of what's going on in the world and then say the rest. That's what I've stopped watching.
Oh, I don't RG. Listen to the news or anything. Yeah, the Little Show was on last night and I was like, no, no. Dermot was like, come in, it's really good, you know, to see what's going on. And I was
no, thank you.
No, I will donate money and buy food, no problem, but I actually can't cope because it's just so sad.
Even if you have an opinion, I wouldn't share
that. Oh, you can't. You have to be so careful about what you say. You would be hammered. Yeah, like, I'm like, no, I can't say that.
It's not worth it.
No, you're going to piss them off. No, you can't say that.
Sometimes like, I love the challenge of the negativity and sometimes I'm just not up for it.
Yeah.
And it, when it comes to, so some things I have an opinion on that I'll keep to myself and some things I don't have an opinion on at all. I couldn't care less about some things. For example, Marmite. I couldn't care less about Marmite.
Did you ever taste it?
No, either did I. I couldn't care less. It's not one of those. I've never gone, really? I just don't care.
Yeah.
It's one of those things.
Let's try it. I've never tried Marmite.
We should do Marmite.
Huh.
For next week, let's taste Marmite.
Yeah.
Chances of that happening?
I'll remember. I'll write it on my hand.
Well, there's two now. There's veggie Marmite and normal Marmite.
Oh, well, what one do you think I'm going to go for?
Well, why don't we
get one of each
and get some crackers and do it live?
Yeah, give me a biro that works.
Is that going to happen? Is it?
This is not on. The one I threw at you.
Yeah, that's
here. There's one there.
The biro that you threw at me worked fine.
If it's on my hand, I will remember.
You think this should be kind of easy on me today because I've had a tough couple of weeks. Like you know, dear listener, she's after throwing things at me.
I threw
she's
all
zen.
Right. Yeah, I'm eating my words now.
Yeah, you are eating your words.
You're not my friend anymore.
I don't even know what I have handwritten here in other business. Oh, you've had other business for me.
Oh, I do have other business for you. So I started to do something in the past kind of fortnight. And it was actually thanks to something that you gave me as a Christmas present. What do you think it is? And it is a game changer.
Give me a second now. I give you the t-shirt.
It was a book that you gave me.
Oh, yeah, it was the book, yeah. It was. I can't remember the name of the book.
So what I've started to do, I start to get up every morning at 6 o'clock.
You're serious? You're back to that crack?
No, like wanting to get up, not like awake where I can't sleep.
Okay.
Set my alarm for 6.
Okay.
And it's just brilliant because I get up and I go up and I do my computer work for like an hour and a half.
Mm.
I get that done. And I also have silence. I have an hour and a half, nobody asking me questions or talking to me.
Yeah.
So by the time they all get up, I'm like, hi everyone.
Wow.
Yeah.
That
so I have
change.
To say it's fine. I'm finding it amazing for your day. You're like, you know the way you're like looking at the clock going, oh God, it's 4 o'clock already. Now it's like, it's only 10:30.
Mm. Just like that day we had in Disney. I always say that day we had in Disney.
The longest day in the world.
We got up at 2 o'clock in the morning. We flew at 5. We were in Disneyland at 9. And by 6 o'clock that evening, we were going, it's only 6 o'clock in the evening.
We were delirious.
That was 2 years
tired.
Ago this weekend.
Yeah, that's right.
Before it all kicked off.
Oh my gosh.
But
and that's the book. That's what I was hiding from you.
Oh.
It's the book you got me. You got me a book, My Morning Routine, How Successful People Start Every Day Inspired.
Yeah. Do you know what? Because of the situation I've had this week, I've had 2 or 3 chances to do the morning school run.
Yeah.
Now, it's something that I don't do, obviously. My job, I don't do
He's
the morning school
at
run.
Because
I'm at work and I'm doing my job, right? So I don't do it. And I've often thought, you know, will the kids ever look back and say, Dad's never there in the morning? You know, well, when we grew up, dad was never there.
Yeah.
You know, well, you often, when we sit around with family members, you'll discuss what it was like when you used to go to school. Mm. We used to have porridge, we used to have the,
yeah, yeah.
I say, well, you know, they'll grow up and they'll say, well, dad was never there. He was always gone. Mm. You used to hear him, but he was gone. So I said, this week, I'm going to do the school run.
Yeah.
And, you know, you'll get to see, you can tell me all about it. And, mother of God.
It's not nice. Very stressful.
It's very stressful.
Very, very stressful.
What the hell? I found that actually by day two, I was going 5 minutes earlier.
Yeah.
So that I got, and it made such a difference.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, make time.
I was, I think the kids were at school record time. I think Joseph told me he was first in the Lena one of the days.
Oh, really?
But I was like, that's the only way I could do it.
Yeah.
I couldn't do the other busy bee, everybody flying on top of each
get
other.
Get out of the car!
Trying to cross the road, trying to get out on the road to go into town.
Yeah, then you see people like walking their kids to school and their kids are cycling to school. I think they're brilliant. I'm like, God, you must have got up really early to do that.
So, the school run, I decided I'm better off being away from that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
That would vex me.
It's just stressful. All they'll remember is shouting and screaming.
Yeah, so the reality is that book says I get up on my own every morning. Yeah. I spend the first 2 hours on my own every morning.
Yeah, it's lovely.
And actually sometimes if the new way I work, I mightn't see anybody all day till I see you
would
at the school run.
Would you be happier to live your day alone or with company?
Oh, you know what? Sometimes I'd like to pick 3 days out of the week where I'm going
to
be on my own.
No, you don't get to choose. You don't get to choose. It's not one of them.
Do I get to pick who's the company?
No.
Well,
you could randomly meet anybody along the day, or you could have your day where you don't have to meet anybody.
You know what? Where we're sitting now, there's often days I haven't left the seat.
Yeah.
I feel awful for that. I do like, I'm a social person. I do like to talk to people.
I love being on my own.
Yeah, but I'm quite happy.
In your own company. Are you happy in your own company?
Would I go on a week's holidays on my own?
Yeah.
I would love to be that person, but I don't
Why
think I am.
You?
I don't think I am. I always admire my older brother. I say this about him all the time. He goes to China on his own.
Even just to go for a coffee on your own.
Go to the cinema on your own. Go to a restaurant on your own.
Yeah.
Pub
would be hard.
I'm getting better.
Yeah.
But I find, here's one for you. We're nearly at the end of our shift today.
What is this thing we're doing?
I find these days, right, so if you go to complete silence, here's one for you, to try for yourself. So, no podcast. You're just yourself. You're sitting.
Mm.
Not walking, not to do anything. Sitting. Nothing. No distractions. No phone. Nothing.
Okay, we got it. Go on.
I thought you were zen these days.
Fucking hell, not with
what
you.
What will you do?
What will I do?
I'll start making noise. I'll start humming.
I'll start scratching my nose off. I'll be getting itchy.
Can't sit.
Yeah.
And I go, okay, so I'm not at that point where I'm really comfortable with just being me. I'll start doing something to distract myself. I can't. So meditation for me, to do meditation where you have to center yourself, do the mantra, do all that kind of stuff, within 10 seconds I'm gone wandering off.
Yeah, but I think that you don't have to be, it doesn't have to be the traditional yoga. I think going for a walk can be this have the same effect,
mm-hmm.
or producing radio ads and music for you, or cooking for me.
I'm done with that.
I just am, I'm too giddy. I can't sit still, but I would be happy enough. I'd go off on holidays on my own.
Yeah
I think I would.
I'm
very happy in my own company.
A couple of good books, some nice wine.
Yeah, sort it.
We'll be happy out.
No,
I have a couple of quick fires. Very
man.
Yeah. Good man, you did your job today. Good man. Quick fire. What have I written there? Tap water or bottled water? You're a fizzy water person.
I'm fizzy water. So what I do is I have tap water and I fizz it with my cool fizzer machine.
That's right.
Yeah.
Are you still doing that? Is that still happening?
Yeah. It came with two bottles and I filled them up and fizzed them and put them in the fridge.
Oh.
Yeah.
I know we've had this discussion before. Are you hydrating when you use fizzy water?
They say you don't, but look, it's better than not having any water.
Yeah,
but I have
true.
To have a straw and a little bit of Ribena.
Hold on, we've completely moved the goalposts there. It's
water.
No longer water.
A little small bit of Ribena.
That's like saying, I do have water. It's in Guinness, but I have water.
No, I'll have a big glass of it.
I like to dilute it with a load of whiskey.
No,
but it's still water.
Just a little bit of Ribena, because we never had Ribena when we were small. Is there anything you buy that you buy it solely because you never had it at home as a kid? I buy Ribena, and every time I buy it, I still get excited.
Feel guilty.
I get excited.
Oh, God.
Because I've got Ribena. We never had, like, fizzy drinks and stuff like that at home.
Never? No fizzy drinks?
No, or dilutes or anything like
no
that.
No dilutes, yeah.
Yeah. So I still, to this day, when I buy Ribena, my inner child is like, yay! So I have a little bit of Ribena in my fizzy tap water and I have to have a straw.
It has to have a straw. Okay, yeah. Very good. That's how the high life rolls. Would you read the book or watch the movie?
If I had the time, I'd love to read the book. But I don't, so I'd watch the movie, and sometimes I don't have time to do that either. So if you can do it in a podcast, when I'm cooking, I can listen to it. I love that. Love podcasts because you can learn so much while you're doing other stuff. Yeah. I have so many books I want to read, and I just get really tired when I'm reading. It makes me sleepy.
Yeah. And the thing about podcasts too, and audiobooks,
yeah.
And radio. Radio does this. It can create, like, for how many years I'm doing my show, there's people who would meet me and think, oh my God,
They think you're your friend, is it?
No,
they're your best friend,
your new friend. Yeah, oh, they do that to you.
Oh, do they now? So you also have listener friends.
They do. They know your whole your whole situation.
Yeah.
And they know. They think they know you. And you go, oh, yeah, I did say that, and I probably said that, and I probably overshared that. But it builds a picture and an image in their head of somebody.
And then when they meet you.
And then they see you, they go, oh my God, you're nothing.
Not mad.
Like I imagined you would be. Yeah. You look completely different.
Wow.
Do you read a book in one go, or would you be coming back to it?
Oh, I'd be forever. If I'm on holidays, I'll read it in one go. I'll eat it. But like, just life is too busy.
Yes. And finally for this week, scone or scone?
That was a thing. Scone.
So I'd be scone. I never called it a scone.
Scone.
Would you do it the way they do it in the Cornish way or the other way? Trying to think of the other place.
It's
right, there's two counties right beside each other and they do their scones
differently.
Yeah, so one of them puts cream and jam on top.
Oh,
and the other one
puts
the jam and the cream on top.
I do jam and then cream on top.
Would you?
Why would you put cream and then put jam on top of it? Would it not go all pink?
There's a touch of aggression in your voice, so I'm scared to say anything.
No, there's not. This is my Zen tone.
Would you do that? Like, you stupid fool. I would
just
go jam and cream. Is that what you said?
Yeah, that's what
jam
I said.
First, cream, I think it would look messy.
If you put cream on it, then jam, and you wouldn't be able to spread the jam.
Yeah.
Because it'd just be in the cream, and then you take a bite and it'd be...
I'd have covered it in butter for
yes. 3 inches of butter with the butter knife and a separate knife for the jam.
I was watching this thing on YouTube the last day. That's a couple that are travelling around. I think we mentioned them before. And they were sitting down and they were doing a food test, right?
Yeah.
So they were doing peanut butter and jam, and they were doing it which way around. So would you put the peanut butter first and then the jam on top of it, or the, you know, they call it in America peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
Yeah.
And they were doing it both way around, and he had a knife and she had a knife. And he was going from the peanut butter and he was going
jam.
Out to the room, and then he was going into the jam, and then he was going back to the room. And I was thinking, do you know, it's awful. You've had an awful change in my life, because
what?
That would never have bothered me in a million years.
Yeah, and somebody will be watching you someday going, it's like people who just don't know how to use cutlery. Someone will be looking at you going, you see your man? No, he has no manners.
But the other thing is too, and this, I never had this. Till it became part of your family.
What?
The sandwich comes out in front of you and I go, who made the sandwich?
Oh yeah. We're total weirdos. Did you wash your hands before you made that sandwich?
Who made that sandwich?
Like, we have to wash our hands before we put the dishes, take the dishes out. Like, that's how bad we are. Did you wash your hands before you took them dishes out? I emptied the dishwasher twice this week and they weren't washed. Because I clean them before they go in.
Yes.
So I had to go through all my presses and take them back out and wash them again.
Oh my
So
God.
Annoying. I had just gone to the last cup and I went, oh man, they were dirty. I hate that.
And on that Zen moment, can we say thank you very much for listening to our podcast.
Yes.
Hopefully we'll be back next week.
Hopefully. Well, if we're not, you'll know.
Who knows?
Who got the big C?
Not the big C.
COVID.
Oh, do you know what the big C is?
Okay, you need to delete that one out too. You have two things to
no,
cut
I'm
out
not
now.
I'm leaving that in as well.
You
so people need to see what you're really like.
I'm just a bit pig. Can I mix up my countries? I had to ask Thomas what was the capital of Russia today. Is it Moscow? I nearly said Mexico. I'm crap at geography.
Email sarahbutler@home@gmail.com. Find Sarah on official... What?
Sarah Butler@home.
How did you think Mexico was the capital of Russia?
No, I didn't. I didn't. You've just got me. I'm now anxious.
Sorry.
It's all your fault. You're making me nervous.
Sarah Butler@home official, which there's some big stuff happening on.
There's big stuff this week, yeah. I got a really cool phone call this week.
Go on.
I'll tell you about it afterwards, but I can't say it on this because I need to get it confirmed. But it's very, very, very exciting news.
Okay, good. Oh, we're not one of those people that says, we've got the great news, but we're not going to tell you.
I can't, because if it doesn't work out, then I look like a right twat.
That's true, okay. And you can also find us on Twitter, which is just a lovely place to be, at Butler Podcast. And
Shoot us a question. If you have any questions, let us know.
And a review.
And the reviews, you need to review, guys.
Send us a few quid.
Yeah, if you want to send us some free stuff, that'd be good. P.O. Box 4725.
Talk to you next week.
Bye.